Well, you got the assignment, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's time for us to get to it.
Yes.
So actually, I want to do just exactly what Andoni was singing to us about. How to create those bridges, how to make that connection heart to heart. Before I do so, I got a call from Deborah Rosman, and she said she just wanted to make sure that I let everybody know how much it meant to her to be here with you, how much she appreciates the beautiful heart work that you all are doing and the difference it's making in our world. So that's from Debbie. And so we've been touching, you know, getting to touch the heart through the amazing knowledge and skill that comes through heart math. But there's so many different ways that we've been working with the heart and with the tremendous capacity that we have to make a spiritual connection and to open that flow of spiritual energy. So in a couple of weeks, I get to be up here with Patricia Grabo as she shares to us a completely different experience of the heart through her near-death experience, the amazing wisdom that has opened up for her, and that experience of love, as she so eloquently puts it, that love to the meanth power. Wonderful chance to, again, touch the capacity within each of our hearts. But back to the assignment. Okay, we've been taking this knowledge of the heart, because the heart is how we connect and open the tremendous potential of our spirituality. It's how we make that most direct connection, how we can take and move that spiritual energy through us. And if we're going to connect heart to heart, that's how it happens. So a couple weeks ago, we looked at how to do that in these major relationships that we've got. And what we recognize is those become sacred relationships where we really have that. And part of it is the difference in perception. So think of how you learn to take a look at your life. Remember when you suddenly discovered, oh, I'm here in this body. Now I've got to make it work. Okay. And so we began finding out how to be a human being. Okay, and we learned we had needs and we need to get them met. And by squalling real loud, we could get that to happen. So we began to find out what the rules were down here. And our world began to go from just mom, and it grew to mom and dad and siblings and family. And then it went out and we got our buddies at school and teachers, and it kept expanding. And we worked on what the rules are. How does it work? What's okay? How do we as human beings connect, relate, respond to each other? I was remembering my daughter had our little grandson out. They were protesting some military involvement our country was coming involved in. And they looked, and there was one of the moms with a little kid from the preschool that my grandson went to. And they were carrying the sign that obviously the little boy had helped design. Its instruction was, no fighting, no biting. So we were, you know, they were trying to learn, okay, here's how we behave to each other. And we looked around and we kept expanding our awareness of people. We keep expanding our awareness of these human beings that we're playing with here. And then something happens. We begin to wake up. Now it happens to different ones of us in different ways. For some of you, it was very early. You were young and you looked around and suddenly realized that person was, wow, different than just that person. Here was this beautiful presence. Now, you didn't have the knowledge and the understanding that this is an infinite spiritual being on an eternal journey of unfolding that has touched the very dynamics of the universe and chose to enter in here to experience this wonderful learning place of humankind. But you could see, wow, that's more than what I thought that person was. For some of us, it came older many years after that, maybe, and it was one of those things that was sudden. We suddenly looked around and discovered, whoa, this thing really is spiritual. Look at what I'm here with. Look at these beautiful beings. Wow. Look at this world, the energy, the creative power, the life that's here. It is a presence itself. Wow. And then most of us kind of went back to sleep a little. But we touched it, didn't we? And for some of you, it kind of snuck up on you. Okay, you were going along and suddenly you looked backwards and realized, this world that I'm in, it's very different than that one I used to be in. You know, see, I see this life and presence. When I look at people, I don't see people. I see these magnificent spiritual beings. So we awaken into the spiritual self that gives us its own magnificent perception of life, and our awareness expands. Now, some of the most meaningful awakening in our lives is in those very close relationships. That's where we see that being. That's why we want to have them a part of our lives. Remember when you looked at a child? And here's this little thing, it can't do much, and you looked at it and went, wow. What a presence. And that person that became very close to your life, you obviously didn't see them as everybody else does. You saw the magnificence. You saw the qualities of being that inspired you. I want to be a part of that. I want to connect with you. I want to create with you. What a beautiful moment. And so around us are these people that have helped us through the experience of our sacred relationships, these where we see that presence in each other. Wow. And then there's the rest of everybody. So I thought the next step, because I think it's one of the big ones, is to create that sacred relationship with ordinary people. The kind of mundane ones that are just hanging around here on planet Earth. And sometimes you may have noticed they're hanging in your way. Okay, and yet Spirit just sets this thing up so that once we kind of awoken here, then we got to step into that next place. There's a way of doing it, a way of creating in those relationships the sacredness of relationship that I would like to share with you so that we can try it, experiment with it, see what happens. It's very simple. And say easy. It's very simple. First, giving. Now, from giving comes receiving. There's giving and receiving, but in between the giving and receiving is a step of appreciation. Very simple. Giving and receiving is a spiritual principle. It's how spiritual energy moves. When we want to expand awareness, we give. When we begin to give, we open to receive. But the instrument that we use is our heart. And appreciation expands our heart. So let me just go through it fairly simple. Let's use one of the most ordinary, everyday examples. I don't know about you, but I keep finding myself in these lines at stores. Generally, grocery stores are the favorite one for Spirit to put me in. But have you ever noticed when you're in a line at the store that it tends to be the shortest, the slowest, not only the shortest, but the slowest? And it's usually because there's some magnificent individual up there trying to explain something, get something worked out, get something out of their purse, do whatever it's, and everybody is just standing around waiting. And of course, you know, the people that are taking care of people are so busy taking care of people, they don't call anybody to come to those extra counters over there. And there we are waiting. Now, since you're waiting anyway, what if we could create there a sacred relationship? And who needs it more than that person? So, giving. Now, how do we give? Understanding giving is one of the ways that we begin moving spiritual energy. The more spiritual energy we move, the more our awareness expands. So we do this by giving. Now, the simplest thing to give is blessing. Blessing is a practice in every tradition in one way or another. The experience of blessing. Now, there's a blessing that I like to use because I use it on me, and so it's fun to share with others. It's one that we've touched on a number of times here. So if you're wanting something, to give something to that person who's stuck in that experience that is holding up the line, why not? Divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. Remember that one? Join me. Divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. Again, divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. Now, you may have to do it more depending on who's clogging the line. So let's do it once more. Divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. So we're giving blessing. Now remember, when we were talking about these major relationships, one of the points in shift of spiritual power and awareness was the shift with the locus of attention. Okay? When our head is processing life, we are the center of the locus of attention. It's on us. When I'm looking at that person in the line, they are there about me. It's my time you're taking. You're interfering with my life. What happened when we bless them? It's about them. And I'm in support of your life. I can send this beautiful spiritual energy. I'm a spiritual being. I create, and I would create blessing for you. Boy, that's a little bit of change, isn't it? And that causes the beautiful movement from head to heart and the flow of spiritual energy that our opening heart draws forth. But we just started. Because once we've made this movement into the heart, then if we expand it, we draw more spiritual power and energy. So how to open it? How to expand it more? Appreciation. So looking at that person in line, beginning to appreciate that person. Now, it's not difficult. When you're in your heart, it doesn't have to be accurate. Good news. Okay? Your head wants to be accurate. Well, maybe they did, maybe they don't. Maybe you know, the head thing. Okay. Your heart doesn't care. Your heart can look at that person and say, I wonder how many meals that person has fixed for other people. You don't know, but what, they got 10 kids at home. Wow! I wonder if that person maybe just came from holding the hand of a friend who had cancer. I wonder if that fellow just came back from being on the front lines overseas. I can appreciate that person. Right now, they are trying to deal with life, and it obviously isn't very easy for them. Can you appreciate that? Appreciation, it's easy. But what happens is your heart expands, and that means our awareness expands. And suddenly, we are in relationship to a magnificent spiritual being, a fellow child of God, infinite being down here trying to meet life just like we are. Wow, that is a sacred relationship. Not person to person, that's a soul to a soul. That's what builds the bridges. Now the giving. I want to touch it again before we go to receiving, because there's blessing is one way, but there's so many ways. And I know as I'm sharing this with you, it's not new. You've done it. You've done it many times to many people. It may be the blessing, but it may just be a smile or a kind word. I've been so aware there's a teaching of kindness in every single spiritual path. But the ones who write it the best are the Buddhists. Okay? Their loving kindness thing, it's marvelous. You know, what a beautiful expression that they're bringing and affirming for us as humankind. Now, it's in Judaism, it's in Christianity, it's in Hinduism. But I really appreciate good writers. Okay? And what they're doing, they're saying, this is what we give. We give kindness. We give something that's thoughtful and understanding. Smile and maybe sometimes money. I'm sure you've had that experience of realizing somebody in front of you didn't have enough or the right thing or whatever, and doing that for them. That changes how we perceive. Okay, just like the blessing, giving, then appreciating. And then, now this is the, amazingly enough, this is the hardest part. And it's the part you avoid. Again, I'm not sharing with you something you haven't done many times. I'm just inviting us to be conscious in doing it. Okay. The last step is receiving. Now, the reason that our head kind of interferes with that receiving thing is if you really acknowledge the beauty and the power of what has taken place through you, it changes you. Our heads aren't into change. They like us just the way they are, the way we are, because the habit patterns are very familiar and secure. But your heart is. Receive. Be aware of what this love feels like in and through you. It feels different than when that person was the obstruction, doesn't it? You created that difference. Before we were people standing in line. Now you are a spiritual presence in support of another soul on its journey. That is a beautiful thing. When we own it, we change. Giving. appreciating, receiving. So I have a good friend that she shared this experience, so I get to steal it from her and tell it on her. Name's Christiana. Actually, usually I change names, but this is Christiana. And Christiana was running a business meeting. She was a part of a business, and then this business, they, as businesses do, they get together and they have their goals and they have what they have to do and how they're going to deal with this corporation, that corporation. So her job is to run this meeting, get everything together, get people going on the same sheet of music as they were moving forward. And this guy showed up in the meeting. Okay, he was new to this little company, and his name is Dan. And Dan had just come from a really big corporation, and he was at the top of the really big corporation. And he really knew this business stuff very well. And he let everybody know it. And so as he shared his ideas, Christiana's sitting there trying to get this meeting, get all this done, and Dan is just completely taking over the whole thing. So you might imagine if you had a job to do like that and somebody came and went off like, you know, frustration or anger. And he certainly was an interference in her world. So now I won't say she did it in the meeting. She actually started doing it after the meeting. But she was a spiritual student. She was a spiritual worker. So what she did was, in her giving, now, only thing that she could give Dan the first time was the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he had something worthwhile to contribute. Giving's giving. Starts the flow. Appreciation. Well, she could honestly see that he really wanted to help. He wanted to make a difference. Whether or not he did it in a graceful, sensitive way, he really wanted to. So she could appreciate that about Dan. Okay? And then in the receiving, what she did and looked and realized that she had moved from her point of anger and upset to where she felt much more peace. And she wasn't as feeling as antagonistic to Dan. She felt like she could go in and deal with this better, which is good because week after week, they held this meeting and Dan showed up. Regular committed basis. And Dan, every time he got in the meeting, was Dan. And so Christiana happened to keep working. Now she brought it so she could do it there as they were in the interchange. Okay, giving, okay. She really began giving hope that what he was bringing would make a difference, even if she couldn't see it. She began hoping that for what Dan brought, and giving acknowledgement that he had skill. Okay, and what happened then, she'd move into that appreciation. She'd be beginning to see that there was a very different way that was coming through Dan of looking at things, and it was helpful. Now, I didn't say not disruptive. I said helpful. Okay? So she could appreciate that. And then she would appreciate how, but not only in that meeting, but over the time with the meetings, she began to connect with her strength. She began to connect with her wisdom. She began to feel less intimidated and more capable of understanding and interacting with Dan. And it came so that she was able to run those meetings very successfully, even with Dan there. Now, to kind of switch to the bottom line, Christiana and Dan have been married happily for 3 years. So, and that's the truth. Now, I don't mean to say that lady that's holding up the line or the guy, whoever it is that you're going to end up married to, that's not what we're talking about here. But what happened a sacred relationship was created. Instead of seeing the person with all the person stuff, she began seeing a beautiful spiritual being, a soul who cared and wanted to create, cared about the things that she cared about. And as she saw that beauty, as she saw the magnificence of the being, we go from the separation that we learned as human beings to the connection that we accomplish as souls. We built those bridges. So, would you be willing to work on it this week? Okay, now, start with somebody in line, because I got to tell you, this also can apply to the really difficult people in your life. And really difficult and painful situations do come into our lives. And we can treat this lightly and enjoy the fun of it. But the truth is, it is magnificent, powerful spiritual skill. And it has the capability of freeing us to be who we are. You see, there's something that happens in that experience of receiving. Part of what we receive is wisdom. In that connection in our hearts is an amazing intelligence that will guide our lives so that we quit playing victim. We quit pretending that we are controlled by the world around us and respond with the intelligence and the capability of creating the world that has meaning and importance to us. Sometimes we are afraid of this love stuff because we read too many Valentines. We think it turns us into this kind of mushy, whatever you want. And it doesn't. It gives you power, intelligence, wisdom that respects who you are because that divine love loves you as greatly as any other soul in the universe. But practice. Okay. One a day. Don't have to do two. Just one a day. Okay. Just look at some relationships are going to come up. Now I mentioned it. You watch it. It'll pop up and just think, can you make a holy spiritual relationship out of this? Give, appreciate, receive. Go for it. Get in there and give it. So how many will make that commitment with me? Okay, let's try it. Put it to work. See what happens. We have opened up the blog on the front page of the website. Share what happens. Okay, it'd be fun to be able to go on and just see the experience for each other. So whatever goes for you, just check in there and put it up there, and we'll get a chance to look as we play for it. What makes it easy is the beginning, when we make that choice to, at the very least, which is not least at all, send blessing. Divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. Join me. Divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. You can do that. You can do that to anybody. Once again, divine love goes before you, making easy, joyous, and successful your way. Your blessing will open that door for them. How wonderful that they should know joy, success. And when you choose to receive, you will get a chance to view the amazing, magnificent spiritual being that you are. Bless you.